Good morning. Jesus said to the man at the pool of Bethesda, "Do you want to get well?" He'd been ill for 38 years. Of course he wanted to get well. Not necessarily. Lots of people enjoy good illness. If you make the mistake of asking how are you, they reward you with an organ recital. Many folk enjoy a good moan, grumpy old men and women, and not always so old. Many nurse their complaints to keep them warm. Many mourners resolve, "I will never get over this." Many sufferers will not go to their doctor or dentist. Many folk conclude, "I'm hopeless, I'll never change." So Jesus is not so daft when he asks us, "Do you want to get well?" While the man hesitated to reply, Jesus commanded him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." And at once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Hallelujah. Jesus can heal us, but do we really want him to? Have we got settled in our ways, acclimatized, come to terms with our circumstances? Deep down inside us at a gut level, there's a switch, an on-off switch. For example, the alcoholic goes down the drain. Nothing and no one can arrest the decline. Then one day, he or she flips. Right, enough's enough, I'm going to get help. Once they flick the switch to on, things begin to recover. Or take the sufferer who eventually does phone to make an appointment with the doctor. Or the estranged friend who picks up the phone and attempts to heal the rift. Or it's not only individuals, think of Iraq or Northern Ireland or Iran. Do you really want to get well and avoid the abyss? Sportsmen and women at the top of their sports are usually all about equal. But near the climax of the competition, the real champions flick a switch and they really, really do want to win, and then they just edge it. St. Paul said, "In the race of life, run so as to win." Jesus said, "Do you really want to get well? Do you hunger and thirst for God and the good life? Because only He can flick that switch on."